From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us by phone this week is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
So what's the deal? Why am I calling you on the phone today?
Because I am just about to leave for the World Puzzle Championship, which is being held in Eger, Hungary this year. And along the way, I'm going to take a day's vacation in Vienna because I've never been there.
How exciting. The American team ready to go?
Yes, we are. We have two teams this year for the first time, and it will be the largest championship ever. I think there are 29 countries competing, and these are all language and culture neutral puzzles so that everyone in the world can compete equally.
So you got your game face on?
I don't have to compete, so I'm there to have fun.
Look, for you, having fun is competing. I know that. Remind us of the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, I said take the words may, M-A-Y, nay, N-A-Y, and stay, S-T-A-Y. And I said except for their opening letters, they're spelled the same, and they rhyme. And I asked, can you name three common uncapitalized words starting with M, N, and S-T, that again are spelled the same except for these opening letters, and yet none of the words rhyme with each other.
And what were those three words?
They are mature, nature, and stature.
Oh, I love it. We had over 1,000 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our winner randomly selected from the correct answers is Larry Davis. He joins us from Santa Monica, California. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Leanne.
What do you do there in Santa Monica?
I'm a retired high school math teacher.
Math teacher. You have a way with words to solve this challenge.
I hope so.
Have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
I've been listening for about over 10 years. I've only been sending entries in for the last maybe 2 years.
Yeah, you finally got brave, huh?
Yeah.
And so you know what happens. Are you ready to play?
Yes, as ready as I'll ever be.
Listen to you. Oh, Will, meet Larry. Larry, meet Will, and let's play.
All right, Larry, every answer today is a made-up two-word phrase in which the two words are homophones. That is, words that are pronounced the same but spelled differently. For example, if I said unimportant underground worker, you would say minor, minor.
Oh.
And as a hint, I'll tell you, all the words have exactly five letters.
Okay.
First one is a bank draft from Prague.
Something check.
Yeah, we'll just say it twice.
Check, check.
Check, check is right. Number two, a jet with no markings on the side.
Jet with no markings. A blank?
No.
No.
What's the word for a jet?
You mean a jet airplane.
Uh-huh. There, you just said it, that last syllable.
A plane, plane.
A plane, plane, is it? Most inferior German sausage.
Something worst.
There you go. Say it twice.
Worst, worst.
Worst, worst, is it? Try this one. A terrific log holder in a fireplace.
A great, great.
A great, great. 24 sheets of paper for a church singing group.
Ream is four letters.
I was going to say.
24 sheets of paper.
Yeah. What's a church singing group?
A choir,
yes, they're spelled differently, yeah.
Good. An English county where the people are more reticent.
More reticent.
What's the term for an English county?
A shire.
There you go.
Oh, shire, shire.
A shire, 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 is it? A group of corporate directors who are yawning.
Who are what?
Yawning.
Board, board.
A board, board. That was fast. A big fight in a Southeast Asian peninsula.
Oh.
A thriller in Manila. No.
let's see. A big fight in the South.
In a peninsula?
Korea. No.
Yeah. It's the extreme Southeast part of Asia.
What was the first part?
Big fight.
Big fight.
Like a brawl. But another five-letter word. Sounds like I stumped you both.
Yeah, Larry, I'm stumped. How about you?
Yeah.
It's a melee.
Oh, right, sure.
All right, try this one. A double hotel room that's totally cool.
Double hotel room. A sweet, sweet.
A sweet, sweet. And here's your last one.
Yes.
Question regarding two Halloween hags.
Which-which.
Which-which is correct.
Oh, hey, Larry, nice job.
Well, I hope so. Thank you, Leanne.
Oh, no, you had more of them than I did. Oh, these were fun.
That will.
It was fun, though. Come on.
It was
fun.
It's always fun. All right. Puzzles.
It is fun doing puzzles. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and 3 Sudoku Wordless Crossword Puzzle Books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press. Wow. Larry, what's your member station?
Well, not only is my member station KCRW in Santa Monica, but I'm a regular volunteer there every week, and I have been for about 12 or 13 years.
Oh, Larry, thank you very much.
And I naturally go in each day. I mean, yes, each day when we have a pledge drive.
Oh, good for you. Well, Larry Davis from Santa Monica, California, thanks a lot for being our guest and playing our puzzle with us today.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. Bye-bye.
And bye-bye. Will, now what's the challenge you have for everyone to work on this week?
Well, this week's challenge was brought to my attention by Ed Pegg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com. You're probably familiar with magic squares. In a standard 4x4 magic square, you arrange the digits from 1 to 16 so that each row, column, and corner-to-corner diagonal totals 34. Well, this is a multiplication magic square. Arrange 16 numbers in a 4x4 square so that the product of each row, column, and corner-to-corner diagonal is 5,040. You can use any numbers you want, but they have to be whole numbers, and you can't repeat a number in the square. And as a hint, I'll tell you that the number in the upper left corner is 42. So again, a multiplication magic square, arrange 16 numbers in a 4x4 array so that the product of each row, column, and corner-to-corner diagonal is 5,040. Whole numbers only, no repeats. Can you do it?
Perilously close to Sudoku, Will. Perilously
yeah.
Close. When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website, npr.org, and while you're there, you can sign up for NPR's downloadable Sunday Puzzle Podcast. Simply visit our website, npr.org, and click on NPR Podcasts to learn how. Subscribe, and the puzzle will be delivered to your computer or MP3 player every week. Will, I am going on a European vacation, so I'll be back in 2 weeks, so maybe we'll cross in the skies. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.